That's our cow you shot.
Your cow was ruining my crop.
That's apt to happen when you farm open range. I'll drag him out, Jake. How you along, Mr. Sergeant?
Well enough, thank you.
It's a pretty tough life for a woman without a man.
It's a hard life, Mr. Douglas, with or without a man.
Good day to you.
Of all the patronizing people.
Did you see him work that rope? I suppose we're going to have fish for supper again.
There isn't any fish. There isn't any fish.
Sarah, put your stones down and eat your supper.
They're fossils. That's what you said.
Right in my molasses. Papa said he was going to put up muslin for the ceiling. Why don't we use the tent?
Because we need the canvas for the wagon to go home in.
Well, I don't have to go back to Indiana anyway. I want to stay here and be a cowboy.
I don't want to go back either, especially.
Well, what about all your friends? Clarissa?
Clarissa's dumb.
Sarah's sergeant.
She is, Mama. What does she know about fossils?
I bet she doesn't even know how to milk a cow.
Mama, how much money is the wheat going to bring? I mean, well, after we get back to Indiana, how are we going to live?
Your grandparents, of course. Work at, I suppose.
For somebody.
Doing what, Mama?
Anna's always telling me to wipe my shoes outside, even if I'm not wearing any.
Look, we're going back to Indiana just as soon as the wheat is harvested and sold. Going back to family, friends, and your schooling. I don't want to hear any more about it.
I'm hearing.
For heaven's sake, Sarah, hush. Jeremy, get rid of that thing.
It's only Pompeii, Mama. He wouldn't hurt anything, and it keeps down the mice.
Jeremy, don't you dare.
Jeremy, get it out of here. Charlie Douglas.
He said damage done.
Wait!
Oh, look!
Meat on the table. Some of the time.
June 17th. The garden has an endless thirst. Thank heaven the wheat is hardier or we'd empty Fox Branch dry. But I am glad to be tired at night and to fall quickly asleep. July 9th. Today I shot a rabbit. Oh, I felt so triumphant. Until Mr. Douglas rode up. He, of course, had shot a large, fat antelope.
You're looking very well, Mrs. Sergeant.
You're kind, sir.
Hey, Mrs. Sergeant. You put your foot in here, I'll help you up and give you a ride home.
so it was that Mr. Douglas brought me home. Tonight, too, you were asleep. I thought I was tired and lovely. But they, luckier than I, at least they have their men. What matter if in Indiana or here, I am alone and lonely. Looking at myself, I wonder how Mr. Douglas sees me. I think perhaps if we were not going back to Indiana, I would make myself a new bonnet. July 30th, one more week's just the wee hall. It's Fourteenth. Tomorrow thing begins. We shall start at Hall's Farm, thence to Wormser's, thence here, for we planted last. Immediately after threshing, we will leave for Indiana.
What is it, Jeremy?
Hey! Look!
Oh, my God.
Douglas figures we can make a stand here. Save the house, maybe.
Make a stand? What for?
That's a rip-roaring deathbringer. Prairie fire, Mrs. Sergeant. And like usual, the wind's blowing right this way. Now get aboard! Douglas wants to form up down at your house. Hang on, because we're going to go. Okay, Jenny. Let's go, Jack. Yeah! Hang on tight. Hang on. Don't you worry.
Now, it's moving fast, but with the wind south, we kept it from getting any wider. Looks like it's going to top on that ridge back there, so that's where we cut the brake and start the backfire. Let's go.
Backfire?
Well, that way, Mrs. Sergeant, we may be able to save some of your field.
No! That's John's wheat. If you want to save range down valley, you burn off range above here, but not our wheat.
Well, Mrs. Sergeant, I don't need that range down valley. I can drive my herd over the divide and winter on the Crow.
It's the only way, Mrs. Sergeant. This whole valley could go.
If this were your homestead, Mr. Hall, would you be so eager then?
Ma'am, try and understand.
Oh, for God's sake, Worms, we're wasting time. Go find your plow, boy.
All right, tell me your fellas. Get some blankets, get some sheets.
No!
Ma'am.
Get those horses, Mr.
Douglas says the truth of it. He doesn't need that range. But we need his help. And yours. Or we're all lost.
Darling, not your blue dimity.
Is this needed?
Hurry up, right, make sure it's clean. All right, let's start spreading the coal oil. Come on, grab a bucket. Spread that coal oil. Let's go.
Coal oil, over here. I need some more blades.
Grab a bucket. Let's spread that coal oil. Come on, grab a bucket.
Here, I'll take that.
I'll take it.
Like you're going to have a good crop in spite of it, Mrs. Sergeant.
What we brought with us from Nebraska. Good seedweed, Papa would call it.
Mama, I could help sow it next year. I'd be big enough.
Papa would be proud of us, I think.
Let's go to town.
Sergeant.
Good day, Mr. Douglas.
Just wanted to say goodbye and good luck.
Well, thank you for the good luck, but no need to say goodbye unless you're going away.
Mama, Mama! Mr. Douglas, Mr. Douglas, we're staying in Wyoming!
And Mama bought some smoked pork and bacon and butter and fresh eggs!
Come on, you two, in the wagon.
don't suppose you'd like to put that money into cattle. On your stock with mine, you'd be welcome. We'd go shares at the market.
Then we'd be ranchers, get to be a...
Jeremy, your papa saw his land in wheat. You'll get to be cowboy anyway. It's inevitable. I see my land in wheat too, though, Mr. Douglas. I thank you.
What happens if there's a drought next year, maybe?
Don't believe in borrowing, Mr. Douglas. Not money, no trouble.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Douglas? They say there'll be rails for fencing when the Union Pacific goes through. Well, until then, you best keep a sharp eye on your stock. Either that or you're welcome to come share a roast of beef with us some evening.
August 21st, 1867. Today, once again, our lives have been overturned, but this time by me. I have made an amazing decision. My head is full of plans. Whitewash for the inside of the house. Our cow must be freshened to give us milk again. And soon I will talk to Philippa and Mrs. Hall about riding east for a teacher. Big Pines must have a school and a church, too. John dreamt of a promised land. Now that is ours, for I know of an end no more. Tomorrow, all our tomorrows will be busy days.